Chapter 1. "Do you need help with your bag?" the taxi driver asked when he'd opened her door and helped her out. He strolled to the boot of the car and removed her small wheeled suitcase. "No, thanks," she said with a genuine smile. "It's only little and not heavy, but thank you for asking." She was touched he'd offered, because she'd already paid, so it wasn't like he was angling for a tip. But then, she supposed, that was the difference between London and other places in the UK. In the city, everyone was out for what they could get. Out here, in what looked like the arse end of nowhere, maybe people were actually just nice?
"No problem." He handed her a business card. "Here's the number for my office. Feel free to give us a call when you need taking back to the train station."
She slipped the card into the slot in her phone case, figuring it wouldn't get lost or damaged there.
"Will do, thanks."
Gripping the handle of her suitcase, she began walking towards the front entrance of the hotel.
"Bye."
"Bye. Have a good time."
Turning her attention to her accommodation, she saw that Graham had indeed made good on his promise of booking her into a nice hotel. It was a beautiful black and white timber-fronted building, so unlikely to have anything like a gym, swimming pool or sauna, but she wouldn't have time for any of that anyway. It was Friday lunchtime now, and she was leaving late on Sunday evening. All she'd be doing in the hotel was eating breakfast and dinner, sleeping and showering. She'd almost changed her mind when she'd realised she had to be at the event Friday, Saturday and Sunday. She'd originally thought it was just the Sunday, but apparently there were practice rounds on the Friday, then races on Saturday and Sunday, with the latter being the main event. And according to Graham, just covering the main event wasn't enough. It would make for a more exciting, rounded article if she could mention the practice races, who stood out and so on. Apparently there were lots of different championships and cups involved in the tournament, but fortunately she only needed to cover the main British Superbike Championship. In the end, she'd just taken the timetable Graham had printed out for her and made her excuses, her brain whirling with all the information. When she'd settled into her seat on the northbound train, she'd logged on to the complimentary Wi-Fi and tried to swat up. This might not be her area of expertise, or even interest, but she had professional pride and wanted to make a good job of the write-up. Also, if she was armed with some knowledge, she wouldn't look like such a useless girl in front of all the leather-clad petrol heads. Leather-clad men. Maybe this won't be so bad after all. With a sudden spring in her step, she crossed the threshold into the hotel and approached the reception desk with a smile. A pretty brunette woman in her 40s returned the smile.
"Hello, welcome to Donington Park Farmhouse Hotel. How can I help you?"
"Hi, I'm here to check in for two nights. I'm Gloria Heath."
"Ah, yes, from the newspaper."
Gloria frowned.
Yes, how did you know?"
Surely the woman hadn't remembered her byline from an article. The woman chuckled.
"We're only a small team here. I was the one that took the booking. I spoke to the gentleman who made the reservation for you. He was asking me about the race circuit and how to get there from here, and we got chatting."
"Oh, I see. So Graham had made the booking himself, rather than getting one of the office juniors to do it. Interesting. He'd obviously been determined to keep her on side. So how do I get to the circuit from here? Is there a local taxi service? I just got the number from the guy that dropped me off from the train station, so I could call his company." She looked at her watch. "I need to head there pretty soon, though, once I've checked in and dropped off my bags." The woman nodded.
"No problem. And no, you won't need a taxi. It's quicker to walk."
"Walk? Where is the circuit, exactly?" With a smile, the woman said,
"I'm surprised you didn't hear it as you came in. It's just behind us, across a field."
She jerked her thumb towards the rear of the building. "Maybe there was a break in the practice races as you came in."
Maybe.
She hadn't memorised the whole timetable, just the parts that applied to her article, so she didn't have a clue. She still didn't understand why there were so many different races. Graham had tried to explain, but it wasn't really his area of expertise either, so he hadn't done a particularly good job. All she'd picked up was that it was something to do with different types of bikes, different engine sizes and whatnot. The receptionist turned her attention to the computer monitor in front of her and pressed some buttons on the keyboard.
"Right, let's get you checked in. Two nights, breakfast and dinner," she typed away, murmuring to herself for a minute, then, "Okay, done. You're in room 3.
Reaching beneath the desk, she then produced a large key on an old-fashioned fob and handed it to Gloria.
"Here you go. It's just along there. You'll find it easily. We're only a small place. I think boutique is the fashionable phrase, isn't it?"
She winked.
"Meals are through there," she indicated another door, "and the circuit is literally a 2-minute walk along our private pathway and will take you directly to the pits and paddocks, which is where I'm guessing you need to be."
"Yep," Gloria nodded, "at least to start with.
The path is just out the back door and across the car."